You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good morning, folks. We've got a great lineup for you today on Thursday, October the 2nd. Early voting continues. You can vote today, tomorrow, and Saturday are still open, and then the polls close for early voting as we move towards an October 11th election. And just a friendly reminder that we live in the freest society in the world. And we should appreciate that. We are joined by Chief Ann Kirkpatrick, NOPD Superintendent. Chief, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, and I wanted to talk about a couple of things. Let's start out with the budget, if you don't mind. It was reported out yesterday that the NOPD will receive an 8% increase in their budget. Is that something that is satisfactory to you, and is that a number that matches your request?
Well, I appreciated the budget hearing or yesterday's presentation. I thought the mayor did a fantastic job in explaining our numbers to the council. The 8%, you know, we are going to be partners with our other departments. Everybody's under a squeeze. There's no doubt about that. And getting an 8% bump under these really tight fiscal restraints is a positive for us. Shows a commitment to public safety, and I appreciate that.
Well, with that bump, is there something in addition that you'll be able to fund or finance, or is that just cost of goods sold going up, and you know, your purchases going up, right, and it's kind of a standstill budget?
Yeah, I think it's in many ways a standstill budget. The area that I'm going to be looking at probably the most is the overtime budget that will be given to us. We know that we historically operate around $25 million for overtime, and that's due to vacancies. And so as we try to continue to restore those vacancy levels, get back to where we need to be, that overtime should go down. But right now, that's the one main item I look at, is the overtime.
And the total budget, Chief, for the NOPD is what number?
Oh, gosh. It's several hundred million. It's around, I believe, $700-600 million, somewhere in there.
You mean that's the total budget for the general fund of
the total
city?
Budget. Yes. And then, course, the police department and the fire department always are the largest budgets of any city budget because of we're expensive to do the public safety, the number of manpower that is necessary, equipment, and so forth. So as you know from your own experience, public safety is always going to be the lion's share of the city budget.
Yes. The past several times that we've had an opportunity to meet, crime stats were on a fairly steep decline. Here, recently, it looks as though it has flattened out a little bit. And last week had one of the most violent weeks since the first week of January, obviously, because of the tragic event on New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. I'm sure that you guys have been looking at that. What are you seeing? What are you feeling?
Yes, no doubt. We had a very violent last 10 days, and it's a little bit of an anomaly, and that's a couple of these unfortunate fatalities were domestic violence related, which has not been a pattern for us over the whole year. Most of our gun violence murders are street level type of things between parties who are arguing, but not necessarily domestic. And so that has been a little bit of an inordinate part of our pattern. It's not been a pattern, in other words. And so we need more services in these communities where people, frankly, we need a whole lot of emotional intelligence in our communities associated with how to deal with emotionally driven conflicts, because people are going to violence rather than separating. And that's what we need people to learn to do, is separate, walk away.
A lot of times there's a direct correlation between, you know, the call for service as it relates to this. And some of these don't even have calls for service,
right.
But the ones that do, and the length of time of getting there. Is that something that y'all are looking at and tracking at the present time?
We absolutely do track call for service response times. And again, when you are short-staffed, you're going to take longer because we have fewer officers available to do the 911. And if an officer is on one call that is a 911 call and you have other calls coming out, it is always a very difficult, how do you pull your officers off of one scene to go to another one? That's why staffing just absolutely matters. Now, are any of those most recent homicides due to that? No. So most of these recent ones, as I said, would not have necessarily been stopped by a call for service where an officer's response would have prevented it.
Yeah, typically in the ones of that nature, you
right.
don't usually see that. But it's a question that people ask me all the time when I'm walking around, and I just soon have you provide the answer instead of me trying to provide an answer on behalf of NOPD.
Well, you're a very experienced sheriff, and so I think you and I would probably have the same answer. So
yes, and it was spot on, certainly. I noticed recently too, and I know your folks have as well. There's been a little bit of an uptake. Little Woods has been a problem here for a fairly lengthy period of time. And it remarkably, it went quiet.
Right.
I mean, real
right.
quiet. And it seems to be on the uptick again.
Yes. And I do know that Troop NOLA has also been trained to support the 7th District out there in that area. Also, you know, reflecting on this morning, everybody knows I kind of run every morning, and that's a time of reflection for me. And I was thinking, I really would love to reach out again to our pastors, our rabbis, our ecumenical community. You know, when they were out doing prayer walks and peace walks in these neighborhoods, it does make a difference. And I'm going to reach out to them again and say, yeah, let's try to get, you know, a steady cadence of presence and prayer walks and peace walks in our communities. We need services out there that police department cannot offer. We need social services. We need people to come into these communities. We can tell you exactly where to go, just like you mentioned Little Woods. We can tell you in what part of the city where we need support. We need outside support other than the police department. It does make a difference.
And I guess y'all did experience some successes relative to that. And it's a very close-knit community back there. So I would imagine the ministers, they know all of those folks, right?
Yeah. And, you know, there are lots of really good people. Way more than majority are solid citizens. They also want to be supported. But you can have a small group take over. And that's, we're trying to get them in custody. We're trying to weed them out. But we need the majority to also be able to overcome that minority and to help with that. They need help as well. So Yeah, we need all kinds of help, whether it's ecumenical or social services or whatever. We've got to do it collectively, y'all. That's why partnerships are not trite. They actually matter.
Yep. Chief, I guess the we had talked about this the last time we met, the deployment and utilization of the National Guard. The governor has made the request. It's been granted in a fashion that the federal government will pay for it and the governor will have control of it. Has there been a meeting schedule, or have y'all met to talk about this deployment and utilization of the Guard?
Well, I just informed my council and my mayor, informed my mayor last night. I did get a very late afternoon confirmation that there will be a first meeting. It will occur this week with the National Guard, with the governor, to begin talks of an implementation of the Guard coming to New Orleans. So we're finally kind of hearing something officially now. And so we are prepared to have those conversations. I expect there to be a partnership like we've always had. So those meetings are officially being scheduled as we speak.
Have you formulated, or may I ask, what do you intend to ask for from a strategic perspective?
Well, I want to have conversations, number one, how many assets, that matters. Tell me how many assets you're sitting. And then we can tell you where our needs are. Now, as you rightly and correctly pointed out, the soldiers will not be answering to Chief Kirkpatrick. They will be independent, answering to their own chain of command. However, our relationships have always been very good. We've always collaborated, and I do expect that there's going to be a give and take of hearing from us in OPD where our needs are. If you're going to send us these troops, then let's participate together about where we think the needs are. So that's what I expect.
Has there been any pushback by the mayor or members of the council?
You know, I understand the let me preface my remark by saying I understand the political positions, both sides of the argument. I think that my position in this has been, I can't control whether or not National Guard are sent. Okay, so that's an end story, right? They're coming.
Right.
So
yeah.
If you're going to come, let's do it in partnership. And I think we've proven here that we've had good relationships even with our National Guard. Our National Guard, our soldiers, were so helpful to us for Super Bowl, for Mardi Gras. And so it doesn't have to be a negative. Now, the mayor has been very supportive of that position as well, in the sense of, if we had choice, it probably would be not the first choice. However, if they're coming, let's be realistic about it and let's make it work. My number one issue is I did not want to be a takeover. I don't want a takeover attitude. But politically, I am here to serve everyone on each side of the aisle, and I respect the arguments of each side. But I'm about your safety, and I'll do anything to keep people safe in this city. So give me the assets. I'll make it work.
If, for what it's worth, what I'm hearing from people is that the first time that you articulated your position, very similar to what you're articulating now, they say it's a very common sense approach. They appreciate that common sense approach. And it's not a question of, you know, there are a lot of issues we could debate, right?
Yeah.
But there's no sense in debating it. Let's just make it work and let's just leverage it and get the most that we possibly can for however long they intend to allocate the resource down here.
Exactly. You know something I am all about, and it sometimes can sound trite, but it's not. I am vested with the authority and the privilege of your safety in this city. I'll use technology. I'll use people. I will use anybody to work with us to make people safe. This city can turn around. It has shown in its ability to turn around. We can be one of the safest cities in this country. That's my mission. That's my goal. And I'm not going to be I'm politically savvy. I'm just not political. Right. So right. I understand and appreciate politics. But I am, when it comes to safety, that's not a red issue. It's not a blue issue. Everybody is in agreement with the same issue. Keep us safe. That's my job. That's my mission. I'm going to do everything I can to make that happen.
When you come from that approach, I used to tell folks, if there's magic fairy dust that's going to work, give it to me. I'm a spreader.
That's right, Sheriff. Give it to me. I don't care. I will use tools, people, anything.
So, you know, it's just like if it's proven to be helpful, we're doing it.
Good. I mean,
we'll give it a shot, right?
Sure. That's why I'm not an electable person. Nobody's going to elect me for anything, and nor should you. I am here about keeping you safe. End of story. End of mission. I'm focused. I'm going to do my part.
And I think you would admit that there are places where they can be deployed, where you can reduce the number of your commissioned officers and send them to some of your more hotspot areas, leverage that presence with the guard, and make it a win-win. I mean, you've been around a long time. I was around a lot. It's not that hard,
It's not that hard. We know presence matters, right? If I had officers on absolutely every corner and every intersection of Bourbon Street, the whole French Quarter would be even all the more safe, right?
Sure.
But we don't have that many officers. We don't have, even with Troop NOLA, even with all of our other local assets, we don't have enough officers to stand on every single corner. So presence matters, and it does deter, and so our soldiers. We'll use them those ways and maybe some others that we haven't discussed further. But presence matters.
Yes. Let's pivot to another topic. Chief, sure. The other day there was a news story about problems yet again with the barricades that were deployed on Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
Where do we stand with that issue?
Well, number one, I would have appreciated being told by whoever saw that happen, let us know immediately. I mean, it's unfortunate that it goes through the media before I even learn about it. I'm not that difficult to reach, nor is any officer out there that difficult to reach. So first and foremost, hey, folks, if you see someone moving a barricade, let us know. We can't be eyes and ears everywhere. So first of all,
right.
Let us know immediately. But once it was made known to us, we did, we even met just yesterday in my office with the man who owns those barricades that we rent from. And we talked about just yesterday, literally, how he could come out, and he's going to bring a team out. And he's looked at every single one of the barricades. And we know of a few that are susceptible to that movement. And he's going to put some kind of, I don't know, something on the barricade that should anchor it to the ground better. So that discussion has occurred yesterday with action this week to get it corrected. So folks, help me out. Don't let us play this game. Get real. Tell me when they're moving and we'll get them taken care of.
Yeah, I just found an officer on the street right there. I happened to be down
there. All you had to do was say, hey, there's
the other day, I saw a bunch of officers.
Moves. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I walked two blocks on Bourbon Street, saw a bunch of officers. They were there.
You know, yeah.
So just let them know.
Yeah, I'll take action if you just tell me. Okay?
Yeah, exactly. Last topic, Chief. I know you're busy and you got to go. The Crime Lab Director, I think yesterday in the budget meeting, announced that they may have to push back the opening of the Crime Lab back another year. Some kind of communication breakdown, in who I'm not necessarily sure, relative to CODIS employees and the ability to hire same. That was kind of troubling news, I'm sure. Because the exigency there to open a crime lab has got to be huge for your department.
It's huge. It's a huge issue. So let me wrap it up with this simple thing. First and foremost, we have an incredibly competent and incredibly fabulous director, and Dr. Kelly. She's great. She's put a great team together. But again, we have to hire these people, and we have to have people who are specially trained to do CODIS, to do the DNA, and we've had them on hold. And so the city has allowed us to move forward. We're going to get them hired. If we don't get them on board, we can't get accredited. If we can't get accredited, then it pushes out our accreditation dates a full year. And that's why it just, you know, if we're going to invest on the front end, let's go all the way. And yeah. I think that message has been heard now. And hopefully this gets resolved as well.
Do you think this was more of an education thing of some of the decision makers as to how this worked? I mean, it is one of the most difficult processes that I had to get involved in. Yeah. when we put together our DNA lab. We had a lot of good people like y'all do, you know, handling it. It required me to get involved very often in there about budgeting decisions and things that had to be made. You have a lot of people working early onset that aren't really processing any samples because you have to go through this accreditation process in the lab, right?
Correct. That's exactly right. You have a good lab. You did. You put a good together an excellent lab yourself. And y'all, it's not a matter of just hiring another police officer. We're hiring scientists. And these are people with forensic educational levels. And we also aren't just hiring whoever is eligible. We got to hire the best of the best. When you ask me, is it a matter of education? I do need to defend some of the decision makers. You know, they have to run an entire city. They have other directors who are also, you know, screaming in the air, I've got to have this, I've got to have that, I've got to have this. It can be quite overwhelming. And so, you know, I understand that. And I think that, you know, the hue and cry has to be made at times where we say, look, this is your impact. If we don't get these people hired, you're going to lose a year of accreditation. And that can...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the issue, right? Most of the decisions that they make, if they delay 30 days in the hiring of an employee, it doesn't have the downstream implication like this has.
That's
this is an anomaly. It's unique. And that's what I meant about the education. We can't miss these milestones because these milestones have downside implications that are just, they'll destroy you, you know?
They'll destroy you just, because we're not private enterprise, and we have to go through long, long processes to get somebody hired. And so to postpone giving me the okay delays it like 3 months, and I don't think people understand the impacts of that. You're right.
And
on
you're confident, confident that's going to get remedied.
I do. I am. I'm confident of it.
Final thoughts, Chief?
Hey, y'all. Yeah, I need y'all. I need you to work with us. When you see people people are illegally carrying guns right now, that's our big issue. Please call Crime Stoppers. Let us know. If you are concerned about a loved one who may have some emotional concerns and they have access to weapons, please call us. We have some options for you. And always your mental health is very important to us. So if you have suicidal thinking, we have some numbers and resources. We can help you. So let's do prevention on the front end rather than us chasing the bad guy after harm has occurred. That's my final thought, and I always appreciate you, Sheriff.
Well, thank you, Chief. Best of luck to you. Have a great weekend, and thank you again for joining us.
You bet. Take care.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. When we return, we'll visit with Jeff Hundley, CEO, Allstate Sugar Bowl. Exciting news that was announced yesterday. We'll talk about that when we return.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, folks. What we have is a failure to communicate, and we had the wrong guest in the wrong time, so we think we've worked it out. And we have John Landrum, Vice President for Business Development at Intralox, and Intralox is a big manufacturing operation in Jefferson Parish. They have been great corporate partners for a long, long time. And he's here to tell us about National Manufacturing Day that will take place tomorrow, Friday, October 3rd. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. And before I say anything else, you know, Newell, you are an iconic personality over here at our headquarters because of what you did 20 years and 1 month ago to help us reopen our facility right after Hurricane Katrina. So I'd be remiss not opening with that and saying thanks for that one more time. So,
well, thank you, sir. It was my pleasure. I understood the importance of getting one of the largest employers in Jefferson Parish up and running.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We have our corporate parent, which includes us, has about 4,000 employees worldwide, and 2,000 of those are here in Louisiana. Now, that counts our Hammond facility, but the mothership is here in Harahan, and so here we are. And yes, it's National Manufacturers Day, and coincident with that, we have just opened a new facility. We've just spent $6.33 million to open the Commercial Food Sanitation Institute for North America on our campus here. Now, you might think food sanitation, that's pretty boring, but if you've had food poisoning, if you ever had food poisoning or know someone who has, you'd say, no, that's not boring at all. It's kind of like oxygen. It's boring until you don't have it. And
right.
So this is the group that is, it's a group of experts from various food manufacturers that specialize in how do you minimize the risk in food production for all kinds of microbes. And so you think about the trust that you and I put in our food supply. There's a lot behind the scenes that makes it as safe as it is. And this is the group that leads all that.
Absolutely. And John, if you would, tell the listening audience, between Intralox and some of the other affiliated companies there on that campus, how many patents y'all actually hold now?
That's a great question. I had that in front of me just a few days ago. I can tell you we file about 25 original patents every year. Now, we hold lots of patents around the world where you're putting, okay, a copy in Germany of a U.S. patent, but original patents, the average is about 20. And you probably know, and some of your listeners know, that our founder was J.M. LePere, who had 190 U.S. patents at his death. I think we probably have about 500 U.S. patents in force right now.
Yeah, it's the more I learned about your company over the years, you know, the more amazed I am. And just for the benefit of the listening audience, folks, their headquarters is right here in Jefferson Parish, but they have facilities in Amsterdam, Shanghai, Melbourne. They're all over the world.
Yep. We mold. We do all of our plastic injection molding here in Louisiana, but we ship those modules around the world for local assembly into conveyor belts at all the countries you named and several more. And we have commercial headquarters in Shanghai and in Amsterdam to just handle all of the local needs of our customers around the world.
So, folks, one of the things that they do is they totally revolutionized conveyor belts, and they're made out of plastic, and you can put food on them, and it, you know, there's not a whole lot of limitations, and you can go in so many different directions so quick. It was like riding the wild mouse ride at Pontchartrain Beach. That's how fast they can turn. That's about the closest analogy that I have to what I saw at the warehouse. It was amazing. It actually would be a fun amusement ride.
Yeah, it's funny. I think modular plastic conveyor belts are used in some locations for ski lifts also, for, you know, the ski lifts that people ride on. So people do find interesting uses for those.
But so what do you, I know y'all have stories to tell on National Manufacturing Day. What are the opportunities for folks as it relates to you guys?
Well, first of all, we are a very big local employer, and we're a very big hirer of technical talent and production talent. So we're always thirsty for local talent that wants to come to a place where, let me zoom out, Newell. I think I may have told you this story on a previous broadcast, but it's worth repeating. When I joined this company about 30 years ago, I was being interviewed by four executives, including Jay LaPere, who's sort of the top of the pyramid here. And Jay waited till the end of the interview, and he asked one question. He said, "John, imagine you had an idea to improve the company, and I said no, and you had conviction about it. Convince me you're the kind of person I could trust to keep pushing the idea." In other words, he wasn't looking for yes men.
Right.
Now, we're not looking for jerks, but you still got to be trying to, you know, help the company. But that's a pretty intoxicating difference from a lot of workplaces where it's about status. And this is about the best idea. And that's how we get all these patents. It's about saying, let's get the right people in the room and tackle a problem, see what we can come up with. So the company culture is a big part of who we are and a big selling point. And we're increasingly an attractive place for ambitious people who want to stay in the area.
No, absolutely. And one of the y'all are really it's unique in so many different ways because of the different types of patents that y'all have. And y'all identify, and you've created a lot of niches, right? That you identify a problem and y'all go about solving it.
Right.
And what's amazing to me, and I don't mean this, this is a compliment, but it seems very simplistic sometimes, the solution.
Yes.
That people walked all over it for a long, long time and never realized it.
That's exactly right. It's funny that you say that, and I knew you meant it as a compliment. You know, the best inventions are what innovators call elegant. They're not these elaborate contraptions. They can be when you get to the nub of an issue. Well, I'll give you another example. So the modular plastic conveyor belt, think of a bunch of Lego pieces joined through hinges with interconnected rods that can be driven on sprockets. And so they're inherently low maintenance, low downtime, and very diverse. Well, one of our inventors 20 years ago said, what if I carve a cavity out of that, put an axle in the cavity and put a roller on that, and I can get finished tires running sideways and never jamming when they're coming out of a press? And that's about a $30 million a year industry for us from that. And one thing leads to another. You put those at a different angle, and suddenly you're in the logistics business for Amazon and UPS and the Postal Service and handling, you know, multi-million dollar big platforms every year based on that. And then you have to get good at designing the equipment that makes that work. So it's always a near adjacency. You're never getting into spaceships. You're always going from where you start and saying, what's the next thing we have to be good at? What's the big problem we're facing, and how do we figure that out?
And the beauty of your company, too, John, is that you guys have been the leader in manufacturing processes and as a manufacturer here in the state of Louisiana.
right.
going back decades, but even still today in modern times, cutting edge, leading technology, out front, forward-leaning organization, always improving. You don't see that many places, but, I mean, you guys have stayed right there at the forefront every day, 24/7, 365.
Well, thank you for saying that, and it's true. It's based on our culture of continuous improvement. You know, I'm challenged every day, and I'm expected to receive feedback well, and that can be challenging at times, but it's also pretty invigorating if you rise to the occasion.
Now, I know you guys have also worked in the economic development field and trying to draw other manufacturers to this area. If you would, give us just a brief overview of what you're seeing right now out there.
Well, there's a lot of people trying to cultivate a more manufacturing-based ecosystem here. Even the Idea Village, which you probably have had John Atkinson or
yes.
his predecessor on, they're even looking at, okay, let's what about the industrial markets here, and how do you generate more ideas in that and go from there? And we try to be, Latrim very much wants to be a deployer of first resort. When people come up with interesting ideas, whether it's a new material, we're working with two local companies that have interesting new materials that if you added to our plastics might really bring some interesting new benefits to those, and we have working agreements with those. And we want people to think of us if they have some new idea that might be relevant in the materials or composites world or anything having to do with manufacturing, we'd like to talk to them. Some of these go nowhere, but a lot of them don't.
Yeah, I think it's really exciting, and I know that you guys have been great corporate partners and helping facilitate other folks and, you know, putting your money where your mouth is and trying to make a difference in our community each and every day. And we are certainly better served for it. And it's great to have you in advance of this National Manufacturing Day that y'all will be celebrating tomorrow. Best of luck and keep up the great work.
Newell, thank you for everything. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. That's John Landrum, Vice President for Business Development at Intralox, LLC. When you're going up the UAP Long Bridge from the East Bank to the West Bank, if you look on your right-hand side, all of those buildings, almost as far as the eye can see, is all part of that organization. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with
us. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This. You know, folks, January 11th can't come fast enough for me. It's absolutely incredulous. I'm reading the story about the mayor's presentation before the council, the budget committee, I guess, yesterday. And I quote, "We need revenue that is going to truly meet us where we are in this moment." Are you kidding me? What does that mean? You structure government to the revenue you receive. You haven't done an operational audit. You haven't done an audit to determine whether or not you are right-sized as an organization. You are not a charity. You're not an employment opportunity center. You are a city government. And until you go through that exercise, that may be the single most ignorant statement I've ever heard in my life. But she did come back with, you know, just an incredible statement by saying the nickel and diming will not work and any expenses have to be aligned with a revenue source. Wow, earth-shattering.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.